Create a courageous culture for innovation. In many industries, there's a big problem. Workers have great ideas, but they think their company doesn't care about hearing them. Even though leaders want new ideas, employees don't think they'll listen. This causes a huge issue because it stops innovation and makes it tough for a company to succeed. People stay quiet because it feels safer. But when they stay silent, mistakes happen and sometimes get covered up. And even weak ideas get through because nobody speaks up. This leads to a lot of frustration and failure. In simpler terms, a courageous culture means creating an environment where people feel safe to speak up with their ideas, even if they're not sure they'll be heard. This kind of culture encourages everyone to share their thoughts, which leads to better results for the company. So, if a company wants to do better, it needs to make sure everyone feels comfortable speaking up. That way, good ideas don't get lost, mistakes can be fixed, and everyone can work together to succeed. Courageous culture for success. In a bold workplace culture, everyone pitches in to boost the business. Leaders aren't afraid to ask what needs fixing and listen to the answers. Small innovators, troubleshooters, and customer champions are the backbone of such courageous cultures. Micro innovators look for tiny improvements. Troubleshooters tackle problems head-on. And customer champions speak out for the customers because they understand their needs. Artificial intelligence, AI, and the gig economy make building a courageous culture more crucial than ever. AI is taking over repetitive tasks, but it lacks the human touch. While it can recognize patterns, it can't solve the problems behind them. In the gig economy, where workers are taking charge of their careers, a bold culture is key to attracting top talent. Overcome obstacles to courage. Many people hesitate to speak up because they think it's too risky and underestimate how helpful it could be. This is called discounting the future by psychologists. When everyone shares responsibility, no one feels individually accountable, making it easier to stay quiet. Negative responses to speaking up stick in people's minds more than positive ones. Often, workers aren't asked for their ideas and lack the confidence and skills to speak effectively. Sadly, many believe nothing will change even if they do speak up. In building a courageous culture, harassment and bullying must be eradicated. If your workplace tolerates sexual harassment, it's not ready for change. Addressing these issues is crucial before fostering a courageous environment, which rejects shame, blame, and intimidation. Protecting toxic leaders signals a lack of commitment to this culture. By prioritizing the eradication of harassment and bullying, addressing toxic leadership, and improving communication, organizations can pave the way for a courageous culture. Courageous culture through storytelling. Encourage your team to share their workplace experiences and emotions by inviting them to navigate the narrative. This means asking them to tell stories about what's happening at work and how they feel about it. By listening to their stories, we can identify and highlight positive examples that align with our desired values and culture, thus shaping and reinforcing the culture we aim for. To start, prompt your employees to recall instances where they demonstrated courage or witnessed acts of courage. Encourage them to share stories of standing up for others, taking unpopular stances, or taking bold leaps. These stories not only help individuals recognize their courage, but also serve as a tool to inspire others to do the same. Clarity and curiosity. Creating a bold culture isn't rocket science. It's about being clear and curious. Clarity means everyone knows what success looks like and can do what works. It's like having a roadmap. It keeps people on track, safe, and confident. When things are clear, people can focus better. But what does a courageous culture mean for you? It's about asking questions and seeking examples. You might wonder where the boundaries lie and which risks are too much. To build a strong team, it's crucial for everyone to feel comfortable speaking up about problems without being seen as negative. Actions speak louder than words, so leaders need to show they're open to change and trustworthy. Make sure your focus is crystal clear and ensure everyone understands what they're doing and why. Encourage active learning by asking team members to repeat important points and apply effective communication techniques. Together, strive to establish a clear vision for a brave and communicative culture. Curiosity for organizational growth. To help a company evolve, it's crucial to encourage curiosity among its people. This means asking questions and trying out new ideas. But often, problems go unnoticed because no one speaks up. To ignite curiosity, we need to actively ask questions, not just have an open-door policy. Leaders play a big role here. They should welcome objections without getting defensive. Asking the right questions is key. Start with, "How can we?" Leadership isn't just about giving orders, it's about listening too. Feedback is gold. When your team speaks up, say thanks and think about what they're saying. Let's make it easy for them to share ideas. Anonymity can help. Ever thought of looking at your company from a customer's view? Try it. Ask your team about their work tricks. They might uncover areas for improvement. Insight through ownership and inquiry. Boosting clarity and curiosity involves embracing discomfort and questioning assumptions. Take charge of the uncomfortable truths. Assess if any factors are being underestimated. Identify what needs to be eliminated. Recognize areas where ground is being lost. And acknowledge missed opportunities by not learning new ideas. Collaboratively seeking answers as a team helps uncover risks, inefficient processes, and untapped potential, promoting innovation and growth. Promote effective leadership communication. Leaders should actively listen and respect new perspectives. Many employees believe their ideas won't be heard by their bosses and fear they won't receive credit. This belief stifles innovation and leaves leaders stuck in old patterns. To foster a culture of open communication, leaders must demonstrate respect and willingness to listen. Even if surprised by an idea, reacting poorly discourages input and curiosity. Effective leaders embrace new information with respect and openness, promoting a dynamic and collaborative environment. Show appreciation for ideas and encourage curiosity by thanking people for their input. Let them know what happens next and when they can expect a response. If we can't act on an idea, we'll explain why. Maybe it's already in place, needs more work, or faces other obstacles. By encouraging open communication, we can turn failed ideas into valuable learning experiences. Develop a clear process for sharing ideas in our organization. This guides individuals on the best steps to take when sharing their thoughts. Through active listening and respectful responses, we cultivate a culture of innovation and collaboration. Principles over practices. Instead of blindly copying what successful organizations do, focus on understanding the principles behind their success. This means grasping the core ideas that drive their achievements. Leaders should know their values and encourage their teams to test new ideas against these principles. When someone comes up with a small innovation, it's about encouraging others to apply the same principle, even if it looks different in practice. Want to understand why things work? Here's a simple trick. Ask yourself why. Leaders, this is your key to success. Get your team on board to analyze actions and uncover the principles driving them. But don't stop there. Test those principles. Listen to feedback, brainstorm improvements, and apply them wisely. Remember, flexibility is key. What works in one place might need tweaking elsewhere, but as long as the principle holds, you're on the right track. Build courageous cultures. Courageous cultures ignite brilliance by sparking excitement and protection against regression. When we galvanize individuals, we both inspire them and safeguard them against rusting into old habits. This dual purpose empowers continuous growth and shields against stagnation. To get people moving in the right direction, it's essential to adopt the know, flow, and show approach. Firstly, Ensure everyone is on the same page by providing clear information and understanding. This sets the groundwork for effective action. Next, maintain momentum by aligning everyone's efforts with the overarching goals of the organization. Leaders play a pivotal role here by demonstrating commitment and involvement, showing their team they're not just directing from afar but actively participating. A communication plan is vital. Disseminate critical information through various channels like texts, spoken reminders, visuals, phone calls, and podcasts. Consistency in communication ensures that the message is understood and retained. Build a courageous culture. Creating a workplace where bravery thrives starts with finding the right people. Instead of just looking for good workers, seek those who align with your culture. During interviews, ask about past experiences that demonstrate courage and innovation. When onboarding new hires, emphasize the importance of speaking up within your organization. Training should focus on critical thinking, urging individuals to tackle problems suited to their roles. Training plans should nurture the practices vital for fostering courage within a culture. It's common for leaders to express desires for a courageous culture. Give power to leaders. Managers often struggle to support this culture due to insecurities, inadequate training, or conflicting expectations. To strengthen the managers to lead courageously, it's crucial to revisit the basics. Ignite their curiosity about courageous cultures and clarify their roles and expectations. Offer avenues for creative growth and development. Courage through diversity. Diversity fuels bravery in cultures. However, certain workers find it challenging. Silent wounded employees lack trust due to past betrayals by leaders. Similarly, introverted silent ponderers seldom voice their thoughts, but harbor valuable ideas if encouraged to share. Some leaders prefer to chart their course, but embracing bravery can supercharge their careers and elevate organizational success. For those who prefer clear instructions, equip them with the tools they need to thrive. Engage them with thought-provoking questions to shift from passive to active problem-solving. Give strength to leadership and productivity. Change-resistant individuals often cling to familiar ways. Guide them to focus on the problem at hand rather than fixating on past solutions. Help them discover new motivations by identifying past dissatisfactions. Creative minds thrive on innovation but may balk at mundane tasks. Educate them on how creativity aligns with a courageous culture and demonstrate how processes can support and enhance their creativity, fostering a more innovative organization. Key points. 1. Cultivate a safe environment for idea sharing and innovation. 2. Utilize storytelling to inspire courage and collaboration. 3. Prioritize clarity and curiosity to align with organizational goals. 4. Encourage open communication and active listening. 5. Focus on principles to guide adaptation and experimentation. 6. Empower leaders and encourage diversity for cultural strength. 7. Drive productivity through creativity and problem solving.